listener-supported independent music radio, WNRN. I'm Desiree Moses, coming to you live from a cave. We are at Grand Caverns in honor of WNRN's 30th anniversary, the very first WNRN subterranean session, and we are so thrilled to be joined by MC Taylor, a.k.a. His Gold Messenger.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here. No show in the area this week. He made the trek from North Carolina up here just for this, so thank you so much. We really appreciate your time. The last time that you and I connected was actually on Zoom. You were kind enough to do a home studio session for us during the COVID time, so we knew when we had an unconventional session idea, MC was our guy, so thank you so much. All right. No show in the area this week, but you are playing Limekiln Theater in Lexington Saturday, May 9th, with the Golden Hours opening up. That's our friends David Wax Museum and Lowland Hum. And then later on in the fall, Wednesday, November 18th, playing at the Broadberry in Richmond. The new album, I'm People, is coming out on May 1st. Hopefully you've enjoyed hearing in the middle of it on WNRN. We might be getting to that track in just a little bit. But first, MC has challenged me to ask him a question that he's not traditionally asked. So, I am gambling, and I'm going to start the interview off with this question. Okay.
There we go, Desiree.
This lovely formation behind MC is George Washington's ghost. So, my question for you is, have you ever been visited by a ghost?
Oh, yes. I have been visited by some kind of spirit, yes. Do you want to know about it?
That would be great.
When I was young, I used to have, I think maybe they would call it sleep paralysis now. So, like, I would feel like there was something on my chest, and I would be, I don't know if this is technically a ghost, but it sure felt like one. I would be what I felt like was awake and conscious, but I couldn't move. And then I would be afraid, but also sleepy. So then I would end up going back to sleep, but that happened to me a lot from the ages of like, probably like 12 to 18, and maybe now that I'm speaking it out loud, it will start to happen again, but yeah.
Do not will it back into existence.
I don't really know that I want to be revisited by that, but...
His Gold Messenger, live from Grand Caverns on WNRN. The new album is I'm People, so let's dig into this a little bit. It's been 3 years since your last record, Jump for Joy. What's been going on the last 3 years? What went into recording this record? How long have you been working on it?
Yeah, I should start by saying 3 years between records doesn't seem like very long to me. So I feel like I am, not to you, Desiree, but like when people are like, what have you been doing in all this time since Jump for Joy, which is the last His Gold Messenger record? I mean, I toured that record for a year. I wrote the songs that became I'm People, you know, over the course of like a year probably. And we recorded this record that is coming out on Friday a year ago. Like, we had the bulk of the record done by this time a year ago, and then we poked away at it. We had our guests that are on it sort of add their stuff to it, like, between April and June or July of 2025. So I guess that's what I've been doing musically, trying to, like, keep my spirit and soul in alignment has been taking up a lot of time. And I have two kids, so, you know, raising children and planting gardens, and we got a puppy. I do feel like, you know, having all of these obligations at home, happy obligations, I'm just not, like, when I'm home in Durham, people are not seeing me out in the world. I might go out for dinner with my wife or go to a baseball game with my kids, but I think generally speaking, like, I'm existing a little bit on the, I don't want to say outskirts, because I do feel like the musical community there is a very important one to me, but yeah, I'm a real homebody. like in the extreme. I should also say that in the past 3 years, I built a studio in my house. So if I wanted yet another reason to not leave.
One-stop shop.
That is like the biggest reason I could possibly come up with, because I didn't make I'm People there, but I can and have made full records from start to end in this space in my house. So, you know, I've got my recording studio, I've got all of my records, I've got all my books, my people are there. There's no reason to leave.
Okay. All right, I have to riff on puppy life for a second, because the WNRN staff that are here know, and maybe members who follow WNRN on Instagram know, that we have two studio pups now. Mark Keefe is back here somewhere, our general manager. Prince is puppy number one, belongs to Mark Keefe, and Maple is puppy number two, belongs to me. And our colleagues at the station have been very patient with us as we raise them in the studio. They turned a year in December, and we're kind of in the clear of potty trained, but it's been a process. My first puppy. How's your puppy life going? What's your puppy's name?
His name is Casco, not to be confused with Costco. His name is Casco, after Casco Bay, Maine, which is, I'm married to a Mainer, so that was a name that was given to him by my daughter, who is 13. He is a little mutt. We don't know exactly what he is, but my guess is that he's a mix of like a boxer and a hound, and he's wonderful. I grew up with a dog, but now being the parent in the equation, I'm realizing like how much my parents probably did, because I don't remember walking my dog growing up even one time really. And I'm sure my daughter will be the same way. It's great. I've always been a little like neutral on the idea of dogs until I got a dog.
Me too. Well, actually, I was a cat person.
Yeah.
I just thought, dog, it's too much for me, but now it's...
Yeah, I'm like all baby. In now. And yep. So...
That'll happen.
It's actually been such a, like spiritually in the house, it's this real like source of unadulterated, pure joy and enthusiasm that is... Yeah. So yeah. Sweet at mm-hmm. a time when things are so complicated and just I won't go on about that, but it's been great.
But you could, and I would understand if you did. All right, I mentioned that we've been enjoying spinning in the middle of it. You're going to kick your set off in just a minute. I'm giving it away. He's going to start within the middle of it. So before you do get started, what would you like to share with us about this song? We were kind of joking about the fact that, you know, before you go on tour and you do the whole thing, you put out a press release, and the press release says it's a Santa Fe song, because that was kind of where you wrote it, but that's not the full story of the song. You kind of get stuck with that label that you get in the press release and kind of have to follow that through line. But what would you like to share with us about the song?
Well, it is true that the bulk of the song was written in Santa Fe in this motel called the El Rey. I don't know if anyone has been to this motel. That is owned by a friend of mine. And I told him, I wrote the song in February of 2025. And I just told him, I want to come out there for just a couple days, like 3 days, away from all my stuff, away from my recording studio and everything that is trying desperately to distract me from getting anything of substance done. Abby, my wife, and I went out there for a couple days. She would go to museums and stuff in the day, and I would just stay in and write. And I came away with lots of fragments, maybe a couple songs that were close to done, but a few fragments that I knew needed to be fleshed out, including the like, in the middle of it, just a little one. Like that felt like enough to build a song around. And I just kind of strummed that over and over and over, and then I sort of built out the verses off of those, what ended up being the chorus.
Well, let's hear it. Hiscoll and Messenger live on WNRN at Grand Caverns.
Mm-hmm. rocks were dreaming on that darkest of mornings. Falling rose while she kept on running. Run so true, I was the voice in the chorus and the cornflower blue. Driving in the middle of it, in the middle of it. Oh, just a little one. In the middle of it, oh, just a little one. Hearts run wild under the sawdust moon at the foot of the mountain. I see you when I see you, yeah, in the middle of it. Oh, just a little one. In the middle of it. Oh, just a little one. In the middle of it. Oh, just a little one. In the middle of it. Oh, just a little one. Through those days, those pearly days, when all was revolution and light. Oh, babe, that was right. Running on a rope, all with black tinted lenses. Ain't it sad, Maria? I guess that's how it ends. In the middle of it, whoa, just a little one. In the middle of it, whoa, just a little one. In the middle of it, whoa, just a little one. In the middle of it, whoa, just a little one.
Thank you. Well, thanks. I'm going to tune up a little bit. The guitars are, this is a different sort of climate for these guitars. And I guess all of us are sort of breaking new ground together, since NRN has not done something like this before, nor have I. But I'm going to, excuse me, I'm going to play all stuff from this new record that's coming out this Friday. So I hope that's okay. And when you hear the new record, you'll be like, oh yeah, I heard that song in a cave. This record was produced by my friend Josh Kaufman, who some of you might know from other bands that he plays in, and he does a ton of production work too. But he's also a very dear friend of mine that used to play guitar in his old Messenger, sort of off and on for years. And we talked a lot about what we wanted to do with this record, like how we wanted the music to present. And he had some thoughts about how he wanted to like situate my voice in the mix that was, you know, it's such a, you get so deep into these creative projects that if you've done it a bunch of times before, as I have, and you have your methods and tricks, any sort of deviation can, even if it's minor, can feel really, really huge. And one of Josh's things was, I want your voice to be really loud and really upfront and no effects on the vocal. Like, because historically, his records, I use like a lot of slapback delay. I think probably sort of to hide my voice. It's very like discomforting, even this long into making records, it's very discomforting to like, or discomfiting, I would say, to like hear my voice super present. So maybe I'm like trying to obscure it or something. But he was like, I want it loud. I want to be able to hear exactly what you're saying. And I was like, I don't think I can do that. But he was right. Even like approaching the recording of it, with that in my head, I was like, it was helpful. It felt like a big, like some kind of weird step forward, doing something that I felt uncomfortable with. And we made this record in this big, gorgeous, decommissioned church outside of Woodstock, New York. It's a studio called Dreamland. I mean, in some ways, it's like not, it wasn't so dissimilar to like this in terms of it felt like, it just felt very holy being in this space. Not in a Christian sense, but just like in a spirit sense. It was like very deep, and I was making this record with people that I really admire as musicians, but they're also very, very dear friends of mine. And somehow we had not ever made a His Gold Messenger record before. We had made a lot of other things together. They had played on records I've produced, and Josh produced, and the bassist, Cameron Ralston, who's a Richmond guy, and JT Bates, who played drums. They do something. All three of those guys play in a band called Bonnie Light Horsemen, so there are many different permutations of us, but we had somehow had never made a His Gold Messenger record. So it was fun. It was very fresh, but also very familiar. And yeah, I think we made something really special. And so this song is one of them. I kind of wrote this song, at least the riff of it, when I was playing with my son, Elijah, who's a really phenomenal bass player. And we were just messing around and came up with this thing. And I was like, hold on one sec. Let me record this and remember to make this into a song. So in that way, it feels very connected to my son.
If you're just like me, oh babe, I'm sorry. Deep in the past, there's a new world hidden. I wanna love you, if you can tell me how. I want peace in your heart, don't forget it, Gabriel. Just know me. Run on home. You're a beautiful dreamer, it's plain to tell. Oh, run, go out and run, get it in ya. Keep digging for the passion in the muscadine. The ice must break on every river, Gabriel. Child, you know me, Gabriel. Run on home. Oh, fever broke the ladder way high above it all, living over my left shoulder for so long. If I could only find a way to get back home, look in the window. All the country's full of bones, so baby, raise the plow. The faded ice cream sky ain't falling. I wanna love ya, if you can tell me how. I want peace in your heart, don't forget it, Gabriel. Child, you know me, Gabriel. Run on home, Gabriel. Child. judging on me. Gabriel, run on home.
His Golden Messenger live on WNRN from Grand Caverns. It's a WNRN 30th anniversary subterranean session sponsored by NASA Nutton. MC Taylor, a.k.a. His Golden Messenger, playing the Limekiln Theater in Lexington Saturday, May 9th, with the Golden Hours opening up. And then later on this fall, returning to Virginia November 18th to play the Broadberry in Richmond. The new album is I'm People. As you mentioned, co-produced by Josh Kaufman, Bonnie Light Horseman's been kind enough to do several sessions for us. Maybe some of you all were there at Red Wing a couple years back. They did an intimate session in the round for us. Cameron Ralston, as you mentioned on this record, part of the Space Bomb group out of Richmond. Some of the collaborators that you later tapped on the record, Sam Beam of Iron and Wine, Sarah Watkins, Eric D. Johnson, Fruit Bats. I'm curious, when you're putting a record together, how do you choose who you want to collaborate with? What song fits which collaborator?
I think it, at least in the case of this particular project, it kind of was. It had to do with like the sound that we were looking for. Like, for example, like where we had the tune that we had Eric sing on, which is in the middle of it. He's singing on the end of it, and we knew that we're going to sort of like blow that end up. Like it was going to be big. There was going to be call and response stuff. And we wanted a voice that could cut that was sort of like keening, I would say. And Eric really has that voice. The same is like on a tune called Last Orders, which I'll play in a few. We were looking for a voice that was just like big and what's the word? Like sort of, scratchy or something. So I had my friend Marcus King sing on it, who is just like, he really has that voice.
Yeah.
I don't know. We just text him and are like, hey, can you sing on this Hiss record that we're making? And that was generally how it went.
Yeah. That's how it goes. So you mentioned that Josh pushed you out of your comfort level a little bit and that, you know, you've produced records yourself. What's your style as a producer? Is that sort of a tenet that you employ when you're working with an artist? What's your approach?
Yeah, I mean, I think the longer that I make music myself, the longer that I write songs, the longer that I hang out in studios. Like my style as someone that produces music that's not mine has also evolved. So I don't make the same kind of records that I did 10 years ago. I feel like where I'm at right now is I'm trying to make records that are spare in terms of instrumentation and are really about performance. So like if I get a take of somebody singing the hell out of a song, but it has some imperfections, like maybe the sound is kind of, I know that I could get it technically better, but the performance is there, I generally will use that take, that even with the imperfections, because the so-called imperfections, I don't know that anyone else would hear it that way, just because like in all of the ways that we can manipulate recording, all the digital tools at our disposal, the one thing that you can't actually fake is like someone that is truly like in their soul in the moment. There's no plug-in for that,
right.
Thankfully. So I'm trying to keep the records that I make right now kind of small, and I suspect that we could all listen to something that like I produced last week and you guys would be like, that doesn't sound small. There's like 100 guitars on there, but I was trying to make it small.
Now that you have the home studio too, are you someone that's always working on music, whether it's your own or someone else's, or do you ever take a break and kind of have a palate cleanser?
Yeah, I take a break mostly because of my ears. I find that like I'm not hearing stuff. If I'm like sitting in front of monitors all day long for weeks at a time, I totally lose perspective and it starts to not be quite as fun. Like, I can feel when I need to take a break because I can listen to something I'm working on and I can be playing on it, but like, I know that I'm not making it better, I'm just making it more. You know, there's just more sound on it, but it's not necessarily making it better.
Right.
That's what I know I have to like step away.
Yeah. I'm going to switch gears a little bit. So you have a Substack now, and I'm seeing different artists do that, and I'm really interested in it. I love reading them, but I'm curious from your vantage point, why, what does it communicate to your audience that maybe your songs can't, or what's the interest there?
I think I'm, does anyone here in here read that Substack page? I'm still trying to like figure out what it's gonna, what it's doing for me. I've put a lot of stuff on there over the past couple years, but not as much as I said I was going to, which is generally my relationship to social media in general.
Just one more thing to keep up with.
It's one more thing to keep up with. It's one more, it's like one more way to give away your stuff that doesn't necessarily need to be given away. I just don't like think that we need to be giving away our lives.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I just
agreed, although I will be posting photos of this cave.
Yeah, I mean, I will too. It's like where it's where we're at.
Yeah.
You know, we're at a very we're at a very confusing time. Mm-hmm. Like the sort of default mode for so many people, especially artists that are trying to make a living, is to put their lives, the best version of their lives, up on social media. And I just, I don't know that that's like working for me now. I've always had an uneasy relationship with it, and more, I've sort of like, as anyone that follows my Instagram, I've sort of like handed the keys over to my management and just like, please don't post anything that just seems so far from what I would put up. But like, I don't, I just don't know that I have it in me. I do have, however, I do have a, what people would call a burner Instagram page. I don't know if anyone knows about my secret Instagram page.
Well, now
it's
you have to
really
tell us what
secret,
the handle is.
But it's just, it's not a place that I'm trying to sell anything ever, and there are no pictures of me on it. It's just a page called A Place Where No One Can Find Me, and I've been running it for a couple years, and it's only records. It's only records from my collection.
Here's your vinyl. Okay.
So, like, just a picture of the record cover. If anyone has seen it, they, you know what I'm talking about. But, yeah. And, like, that is, anytime I put anything on that page, I'm like, this is what this is meant for. It's just, like, dorky stuff like this. Like, here's a poem that I love. Here's a record that I love. I'm not trying to sell you tickets
to a
show.
That is the least incriminating Finsta I think I've ever heard.
Oh, is that what
that's
it's
great.
Called?
Is it fake Insta, I think?
Oh,
I don't know.
I don't know about this stuff.
I'm getting older. I don't know. But sure, yes.
Yeah. So to go back to your initial question, the Substack is a place where I can actually, like, I love to write, like, sort of narrative writing. That's a place that can go. If people want to read it, cool. If it's not your thing, there's no, you know, no skin off my back.
His Gold Messenger live on WNRN from Grand Caverns. It's a WNRN 30th anniversary subterranean session sponsored by Massanutten. We'd love it if you play a few more for us.
Yeah, sure. I'm going to play this other tune that we put out as a single a few weeks ago called Shaky Eyes. Last night, everybody loved me, and nothing hurt too much. Been hiding out in rooms with no names. Michael's getting hooked on the stuff. Nobody's been to the bottom, but baby, have you heard? Let me be the one with
like the shovel, let me do my worst. I treat it in my western sky for a perishing eyes. There's gotta be some kind of reason. Crusaded children go by. Don't everybody cry. I'll come running whenever you need. There's rain in Mexico City. La Condesa soaking wet. While they're struggling down in Houston town. LA bakes like a forgotten cake. I'm still dancing a line in the middle of the room. Jesus Christ, won't you give me an answer? Why, whatever you're thinking, I already know. You got nothing to match my nothing. I treat it in my western sky for a perishing eyes. There's gotta be some. Children go by. Don't everybody cry. I'll come running whenever you need. When they call the dance, dance like fire. They'll be looking at you through a two-way mirror. Oh, nobody tells you joy can kill you. Coming in the front door like a river. Well, I treat it in my western sky for a pair of shaking eyes. There's gotta be some kind of reason. Children go by. Don't everybody cry. I'll come running whenever you need. I treat it in my western sky for a pair of shaky eyes. There's gotta be some. Children go by. Don't everybody cry. I'll come running whenever you need.
Thank you. I'm going to play the title track from I'm People. I think it became the title track because it seemed to sort of touch on something that felt thematically important to this record, which was this idea that I've come to quite late in my life, which is that I can't do this by myself. I can't do this life alone, which is something that I maybe had this idea that I could, and it's turned out to be totally impossible. It's such a simple thing, but so complicated at the same time. So I wrote this song, I would say, to myself, but I think also other people that, you know, are maybe coming to that realization or are struggling with this myth of the, like, sort of John Wayne lone wolf that is such a lie. So this is a tune called I'm People. Also, it sounded like something that Curtis Mayfield would name a record, and I thought that was cool.
I've been knocking on your gate. Did you miss me? I went to have my fortune read. while she looked at my hand with something like pity. And I swear to you, this is what she said. Well, I can tell by your lines you're in solitary flight. You may be the first true unknown. Oh, but baby, pretty soon you're gonna need somebody. Nobody makes it alone. Every person I've known bears a different load of suffering, and some can't quit it, and some don't even notice it. Well, I guess I'm somewhere in between. Ain't life sweet? And gambling the only thing I truly own. Well, I can tell by your lines you're in solitary flight. You may be the first true unknown. Oh, but baby, pretty soon you're gonna need somebody. Nobody makes it alone. I'm people, your people, we're people who need people. Oh, my brother, my sister, give me cover. The way that you're broken really turns me on. Kintsugi was always my thing. I've been broke a thousand times, maybe put back funny. Oh, baby, just one more dream. Well, I can tell by your lines you're in solitary flight. You may be the first true unknown. Oh, but baby, pretty soon you're gonna need somebody. Nobody makes it alone. Well, I can tell by your lines you're in solitary flight. You may be the first true unknown. Oh, but baby, pretty soon you're gonna need somebody. Nobody makes it alone.
Thank you. I'm going to do this last one, also on this new record called Last Orders. These guitars are wet. Well, thanks to all of you for being here tonight. It's really, what a special thing. So cool. And thank you so much to WNRN for being so steadfast for so long. It's these relationships that we build together as sort of creative people trying to move through the world and put all the pieces together, kind of like all that we have. It's not a whole lot of guarantees in any of this stuff. So to be able to go back over the years, over the album cycles, see familiar faces, people that are excited about the music and like willing to help you push the rock forward is something. It's really something. So thank you, WNRN and Grand Caverns and all of you guys for coming tonight. I grew up playing in punk rock and hardcore bands. Like, I bought my first tour van when I was 17. My band that I had with my friends, we were far from being old enough to drink or do anything. We couldn't even vote. But we just got in this Chevy Vandura van. It was gold, no windows. Six of us in a cargo van. And we just drove in concentric circles around the country until that band ended. Not until the van was dead, but until the band ended. The band ended before the van did. And I just like knew that this is, it was elation, but it was something else. It was like, oh, well, this is what I'm doing now for the rest of my life until I am dead. and I have held to that that binding contract that, I don't know, 17-year-old me made. I mean, I just turned 50 last year, so I've been doing it for a second. But it was a very magical time, and the lessons that I learned at that time, it was a very self-made and self-actualizing scene of music that I was in. It was very political and sort of activist and all the good things that kids like that are coming into some kind of consciousness arrive at that age. And like, I still carry those lessons with me. I wouldn't be doing this now. All of the good fortune that I've had with music is because of that time spent doing that world building with those other kids. And I think this song addresses that a little bit.
Simple dream kept me running through halcyon days filled with majestic light. It was the summer I felt alive. Out in the radar fields, electric rain. Summer, I felt alive. We were free. Sons and daughters. How can it be last orders? Let's just never get older. Smokes and French fries, I'm gonna sing this song forever. It was the summer I felt alive. Our times were tight, just like we asked for. Can it be sons and daughters. How can it be last orders?
Thank you.
His Golden Messenger live on WNRN. It's a WNRN 30th anniversary subterranean session sponsored by Massanutten. MC Taylor, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
The new album is I'm People. You can catch His Golden Messenger at the Limekiln Theater in Lexington on May 9th. Then later on this fall, November 18th, he'll play the Broadberry in Richmond. Big thanks to Grand Caverns for having us. Big thanks to my WNRN colleagues, Michaelin, Maddie, Matt on video, Jeff on sound. Big thanks to the WNRN members and underwriters who support make sessions like this possible. For WNRN, I'm Desiree Moses. Thank you.